Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever felt?
Are you listening? Damn.
For tuning in to Chop On It. This is your Power Hour Thursday, baby. I know how I do it. We're gonna get you right first. Welcome to Chop On It. I am the Mister. This is Power Hour Thursdays, baby. And if you're new to Chop On It, if you're new to Power Hour Thursdays, this is where we play a lot of the music from our submitted list. We show a lot of love to the artists that rock with us, or the artists that network with us, submit their music in. We give everybody an opportunity, a chance for opportunity to shine. Now, you want to be put in a rotation, or you want the intro slide, you can contact us. You can contact me, or you can contact the Underground Heat Cover Magazine Facebook inbox page and talk about that placement also. Man, April 11th, 2019, Chop On The Power Hour Thursdays is back, baby. We got a main topic for you we're going to be discussing, and we also got our subtopic, too, that we're going to touch on a little bit. And you know how we do it, man. We got to drop a little bit of that news on you and everything. So to kick it off, man, and kicking Power Hour Thursdays off, we're going to go way out to Arkansas, baby. Salute, stand up, 200, punching. Let's get it jerking.
Make up, I go hard in the motherfucker, metal.
kettle. My truck's going bam, bam, pebble. Hey, I've got them running, rebel. Get my flow so cold, sick. I run it like diarrhea, sick. Talking down, get your top, stick. A doppy took my soul, that's a lick. See a female dog. I'm constipated, I ain't taking shit. My bitch so big, crit. You a clown, bozo, it. I pull up on you pussy nigga, baby. Chevy Gray on some six, Macy. Scrappy dude, let me at him, Stacy. I get the girl on my dick, Tracy. I'm the motherfucking done, solo. I ain't lost it, I still got it, mojo. Everything for the low. Bogo, I got the plug on the bird, Dodo. My bitch so sick, Lord. Yellow frame, blue top, Mars. And it's when I'm fucking ripping, bar. I say blowing on some Mars, Mars. I'm eating on you, hating niggas munching. My bank rolls like a loaf, lunching. 200 about to fuck the game up, punching like I'm boxing the beat. When I'm punching, I'm eating on you, hating niggas munching. My bank roll like a loaf, lunching. Doing about to fuck the game up, punching like I'm boxing the beat. When I'm punching.
Topics, man. Our main topic of the show tonight is gentrification, and our subtopic is basically, man, How do you feel? Is it okay to promote killing while being against the actions caused by the acceptance of the teacher to kill? Big. So we're going to get into the gentrification. We're going to get into our main topic before we go back to our playlist. So we're going to dive into it. Basically, gentrification, man, is the process of renovating and improving a house or district so that it conforms to middle-class taste. A process of renovating deteriorated urban neighborhoods by means of influence over more affluent residents, common in a political urban planning. Some of the negative side effects, man, which involves the people, and a lot of this is going on today. I know Tulsa, Oklahoma, just not too long ago, had a situation of gentrification going on that they had in the news. So it is definitely happening and going on right now today in our times. Gentrification, it usually leads to a negative input such as forced displacement, fostering discriminatory behavior by people in power. It focuses on spaces that exclude low-income people and people of color, okay? And that's what we're getting on to. Who is it? Who's impacted by this? In a general term, for the arrival of wealthier people in an existing urban district, related increase in rents and property values, and changes in the district's character and culture. We're going to repeat that. Changes in the district's character and culture, often used negatively, suggesting the displacement of poor communities by rich outsiders. Okay, some of the things that cause, you know what I mean, that goes along with gentrification is, you know, the low rents attract investments and capital from the wealthier class, which is ultimately increasing the property value in the neighborhood, in those neighborhoods. In the city, it leads to an increase in the tax base of that city. So to sum it up, with gentrification and how it relates to people of color, people of minorities, middle class, or the poor class people, it, to sum it all up, basically is people with money that come in, they fix up poor neighborhoods to where the people that most times that live there won't be able to afford to live there, and they have to move, they're forced to move out. And a lot of them, sometimes we know because of history, or if you know anything about the history and gentrification, if not, I encourage you to go peep it out, go look it up, get your knowledge up on it. Most of the time, those people don't have the funds to relocate. And the numbers of people going into homelessness, the numbers of crime, a lot of negatives go along when they do this. So that's gentrification. We're going to touch on it again. We're going to take a short break. We're going to play a jam for y'all, man. We're going to come back, and we're going to take a call, man, get some thoughts about this gentrification, man, because this is I know a couple other people have got at me about this to speak on it, man, and, you know, I've been following it, and I've been peeping it, and if you really pay attention to it and what's going on, man, then, you know, it'll open your eyes to some stuff that might be going on where you stay at, or you might know of it and seen it, man, you might feel some way. So if you're just now tuning in online, hey, man, we appreciate you for rocking with Chop On. If you're just now tuning in by phone, man, we appreciate you taking that step, man, to go on and call and tune in. So we're going to go ahead and hit y'all with another one from the playlist on this Power Hour Thursdays, man. I mean, man, appreciate all the artists. Salute to all the artists that have submitted their music, man. Y'all jerking, man. Let's get it. Night Train the Brand. Water.
Get it, get you your water. Let me serve you in your water, baby.
talking about you drunk in love, saying things I wanna hear. Got me ready to fuck, and I swear I'm gonna drive in your water tonight. Heaven like.
I promise you, do this right here. When you're chilling with your lady late night, man, turn the lights down real low. Stay off in the room. When she come off in the room, throw that song on, man, and do your favorite giddy-giddy dance. I guarantee you, man, that's going to work for you right there, man. Shouts out, man, the Night Chain, the brand. Y'all stay tuned, Brand Gang. We'll be taking over Chop On It real soon, man, so y'all make sure. That's the 17th. Brand Gang going to be taking over the whole show, man. So we're going to be catching up with them, getting into it, seeing what they've been doing, man, what they've been up to, getting into some of their music, man, getting some of their views on some real stuff, man. I know Night Train, the brand, love to speak on that real, so we're going to get into some real views with him. And that's one thing I like, man, on here on Home Chop On It, man, with artists, man. I love the music, man. You know, I love playing the music. I love listening to the music. But I also, and a lot of other people, man, it's one of the reasons why we started this, for bringing the voice back to the people. But we want to hear how you feel about real situations, real issues. You know, we know you about your music, and you know your music life, and going to the studio and getting beats and keeping up that image. We understand that, man, and we respect it. We salute it, man, and we support you. But we also want to know, how do you feel, just as a human being, being a citizen, being a member of this of the communities, how do you feel about the stuff that's really going on around you? How do you feel about certain laws that's affecting us, or certain things that's really going on? Is it just a social media concern, or are you really concerned about it? Do you really keep up what's going on in your community? A lot of people talk about it, but do you really pay attention? Do you even look at the news, what's going on in your community? You dig it? But yeah, man, we're going to get back to the main topic, gentrification, you dig? And then, like I said, we got the subtopic, man, on is it okay for us to promote killing while being against the action caused by the acceptance of the teaching to kill. You dig? So we're going to take a call on that one before we get back into the Power Hour Thursday. So let's go to the 316, man. Salute 316. Let's go 4741. All right. 316, 4741. Welcome to Top Oni. Who we got? You on there? 316, 4741. Welcome to Top Oni. Who we got? Okay, we can't get him, we can't hear him. So we'll give him a chance to get right. Remember, if you do want to speak, remember to press 1, and I can get you in on cue so you can get your thoughts or your comments. And for everybody that's just been tuned in, or if you're replaying the show, man, this gentrification, man, happens in a lot of places. I spoke on an incident that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but a lot of people, man, when they come in and they buy up the property like that, man, and they force these people to leave. You got to think about it. Not a lot of people have the means sometimes to pack up and relocate like that. And then, you know, they talk about offering them so much or working out certain deals. But in reality, man, and you go look at the facts and you go really look at it, people are going homeless. People are having to cram in with other people. And you know what that leads to, you know what I mean? So it's a real bad thing, man, that's going on that the wealthy do, and it affects the poor. And it's a lot of upsides to it in their eyes and upsides for them. But basically, when you're kicking everybody out that's on a certain income level and you're raising everything up, every housing up in that area to where they can't afford it, What are you forcing them to do? But you have no plan, or you have no alternative for them. You don't have another neighborhood that they can afford that you can help relocate them to successfully. And a lot of people go homeless on the streets, man. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people talk about, you know, homelessness and a lot of these things. But these are some of the reasons why we got some of these people out there. These are some of the reasons why the people in the community are tired of what's going on, tired of the laws being passed, and tired of how they doing business, because it's affecting us, man, and it's affecting us all over. So a lot of more people are standing up, hitting these topics, man, actually, you know, diving into and doing a research, man, and they letting their voices be heard, man, whether it be by petition or whether it be vocally. But there's a lot of ways you can get your voice heard, man, and that's what we ultimately need. We need not just people of color, but we need everybody, you know, speaking, letting their voice be heard. You know, y'all know what's going on out there in your communities. Y'all know what y'all want to see better. But until they hear us, man, they're not paying us no attention. That's just being real. So we all got to do our part, man, and let them hear us. Let them feel the power of our voice and what we can do. But, man, I appreciate y'all for staying rocking with us, man, here on Chop On It, man. We're going to get some more people on the line, take some more calls. We're going to dive back deep into the playlist. So let's hit Night Train the Brand. Pull up. Done. Let's go.
Mr. Exclusive.
I-35, doing a buck 80. She hit me on the phone and said it's Dick Jane Lady.
I'm coming.
Name pussy hey. Wet, cause what? I took it old lady. Blowing up my phone, talking about I see you later. Hold up. Pull up. Pussy nigga, pull up. Do Beckley, tell that pussy nigga, pull up. Family disappear. Hey, your ass crying, then I tell you, look at here. Night Train to Brand, bitch, my album dropping soon.
And I got your main boy, we gonna Cancun. Hold up, pull up, pussy nigga, pull up. Where you at, boy, you never ever pulled up. Pull up, pussy nigga, pull up. Do Beckley, boy, you don't wanna see ya. Hold up.
I do this shit like every single day. Like every single day, you niggas hate. Yeah. I do this shit like every single day. Yeah. Every single day, you niggas hate. Yeah. Pull up. Pull up.
pussy puller, yeah, puller. Pussy puller, yeah, puller. Pussy puller, you don't really want it, boy. Pussy nigga, pull up, hold up.
Y'all nigga looking at me. I told you pussy nigga where I be. Dude Beckley, right in Oak Cliff. Everybody know me, you don't wanna hear, yeah. My nigga told them choppers and them rockaroos. My nigga told them yappers and them ugly shoes, yeah. Them niggas say they ugly, but they really do it. Lil mama say she pretty and she really do it, yeah. I be running like them goon boys. Every time I do it, they be like, hold on, you goon boy, yeah. Every time I do it, I be blowing bands. Blowing bands, y'all don't really understand. Yeah, cause a nigga, I be getting it like that. Everybody know they want it like that, yeah. Lil mama say I can blow a back out when I hit it from the bed like that. Hey.
I do this shit like every single day. Like every single day, you niggas say, yeah. I do this shit like every single day, yeah. Every single day, you niggas say, yeah. Pull up, pussy pull up, yeah. Pull up. Black in the leg, boy. Swear to God, you about to die, boy. Ooh, catch me out black in the leg, boy. I swear to God, you about to die, boy. Pull up on me quick. Pull up on me quick, yeah. Pull up on me quick, yeah. Pull up on me quick, yeah. Pull up on me quick. Pull up on me quick, yeah. Dressed in all black. Just off in the leg, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do this shit like every single day. Like every single day, you niggas say, yeah. I do this shit like every single day, yeah. Every single day, you niggas say, yeah. Pull up, pussy pull up, yeah. Pull up, pussy pull up, yeah. Pull up, pussy pull up. You don't really want it, boy. Pussy nigga, pull up, hold up.
Living room, trap jumping like what the hell? Climb down with them fish scales, mental boom with them big bells. So much weight, need a fish scale. They thought of my front door, knocking all of my front door. Got me dishing off eight balls, got me feeling like Rondo. Block looking like Zombieland, junkies calling me Cookie Man. Pookie out of my kitchen looking, need to move around with this looking ass. Can't wait till the first come, on the first I'm going dumb. All the junkies, they gon' come, $20 for two crumbs. Each one that come get you some, straight drop gon' get you numb. Straight drop got them looking dumb, it's a good though, it's a bum. Those things in my living room, big pools in my front yard. Laws ride through looking hard, serving up to my brother bar. I stay up on never sleep, they stay up, they don't never sleep. I stay up, I don't never sleep. They stay up, they don't never sleep. Big pools in my front yard, run around in my front yard. Dope things in my living room, smoking good in my living room. Big pools in my front yard, run around in my front yard. Dope things in my living room, smoking good in my living room. Smoking good in my living room, smoking good in my living room. Smoking good in my living room, smoking good in my living room. Big pools in my front yard, run around in my front yard. Dope things in my living room, smoking good in my living room.
Lord T on the track,
boy. I'm sick and tired of waiting, sick and tired of waiting, sick and tired of Waiting, my time is for the taking. Money moves the scene while my thirst just keeps me hungry. The visions I visit, gone grab a seat. Nowhere am I broken this picture, believe that. Better days, I'm chasing my bread, I need that. Collected like coins, keep the change, I'll add that. So what you gonna do when the world's on fire? I'ma light a spliff and keep getting higher.
I'm from the dirty street, we keep it cracking, homie. My homies ain't no phonies, get mixed up like baloney. Yeah, blue slips to get your ships on, get the stretch to get your head thumped. Oklahoma, man, we ain't no punk. We go hard, we're not soft. Guaranteed one day to be the boss. Yeah, K2, yeah, let's smoke it up. A whole lot of that live stuff, but you don't get me high enough.
Sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made
one.
Got tired of waiting on my bread, so I made some. Heat up the stove, break out the pot, get it cracking, homie. Cause when it's time for eating, bet you ain't waiting on me. Sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made one.
It hits like it's coke on the stove in a Pyrex. And man, it ain't no sister, you asking me what's next. To the block, boy, to get it off. Can't take a loss selling this off. I'm out here grinding hard, can you say paying the cost? On my own 10, yeah, you can call me a boss. I'm Young Jack, the official, still breaking them off. Like the time, join the show, I say murdering hits. And if you fiending for that good, come on, get you a fix. Guaranteed, I'm a name you will never forget. Pardon my friends, but hold your nose, cause I know I'm the shit. I stack bread by the load from the dough that I get. No time for waiting, time is wasted, so I'm on my grid. Got sick and tired of waiting on my chance and made one. Got tired of waiting on my bread, so I made some. Heat up the stove, break out the pot, let's get it cracking, homie. Cause when it's time for eating, bet you ain't waiting on me.
Sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made one.
With the zombie feature, killing these verses dead. If you still living, I eat you. Pull up a track and then watch me attack and react as soon after I beat you. I do not wait on nobody, so if it's not business, I won't even meet you. Haters, I can't even see you. Hunting for money like East. Rolling the lack and I'm piling them stacks, it's just me and my 9mm. Yeah, show you how I work this hustle and pay the cost. If you're not owning, you out. Broke niggas say turn bitches off. Gotta get that dump, your tank on low. Y'all going too slow, better move. Always on the go, can't never be po. That's why brother like me cool. That's why brother never lose. That's why I never follow your rules. Do them like I did back off of them 90s. Working them streets with tools. Ain't nothing gonna come for free. If it's money you won't, gotta earn it, baby. Tell you what this gang can do and I talk to well. Better learn it, lady. Cause we off in the fitter so often. Don't pass it if you ain't coughing. We move around like a dolphin. Hang with all that waiting, we bossing.
Sick and tired of waiting. Sick and tired of waiting, sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made one. Got tired of waiting on my bread, so I made some. Heat up the stove, break out the pot, get it cracking, homie. Cause when it's time for eating, bet you ain't waiting on me. Sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made one. Tired of waiting on my bread, so I made some. Heat up the stove, break out the pot, get it cracking, homie. Cause when it's time for eating, bet you ain't waiting on me.
Salute, man, Jack the official, man. that right there, man. Banger, banger, man. Y'all can recall we had that jamming on the intro, man, for the first couple of shows, man. Got a lot of good feedback off there, man. So salute to Famo, Jack the Official, and all the features he got on there. This is Chop On It, baby. Power Hour Thursdays, man. And as y'all know, man, Power Hour Thursdays, we go through the list, man. We play 99% of our music comes from submitted music from the artists. And that's our way of showing love to the artists and showing that support. So all the music that you hear on our show, man, it's artists that's out there, area artists, local artists, underground artists, indie artists that's trying to make it and trying to do their thing, man. Very cool people. Very, very different styles, man. So appreciate everybody that's rocking, everybody that's replaying the show, man, and everybody that be tuned in, man. That's what's up. We appreciate y'all. And tonight, man, we touched on a little bit about gentrification. And we also, we talked about some of the negatives and how the gentrification impacts people. And basically, it summed it up is when people with money come in, fix up the poor neighborhoods to where many of the poor people, can't afford to live there no more, and they forced to move, you know what I mean? And, it's a crazy situation, man, because, like I said, it's been happening for a long time. It still happens. It's going on right now, man. And it involves people of color. It involves people in the low-income areas, man. And it's crazy because it's still going on. Like I said, I mentioned earlier, situation I know was going on in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that Jag brought to my awareness, man. And I was just like, wow, you know, that's one of the things we was going to be talking about. And it was going on right there. You know what I mean? So, and like I said, it's upsides to it for them, but it's also downsides, man, because the people that's affected by it, man. So, you know, and the lower rents, you know, attract the investments and the capital for the wealthier class. So, which ultimately increases the property value in those neighborhoods. You dig? So you forcing everybody out, but you're increasing the property value, but you're making it for the people that stay there and live there, can't afford to live there no more. But, you know, man, that's what we do on Chop On It, man. We bring that real. We discuss things. We discuss real topics. The subtopic we had that we was going to discuss is it okay to promote killing while being against the action caused by the acceptance of the teaching to kill? So, you know, we get kind of deep on that. But we're going to take one of the callers, man, from the call law, see what they got, man, see what they want to chop on. So we're going to take our first call, man. Let's go to the 501. Let's go, 501-1201. Welcome to Chop On It. Who we got?
200,
what's going on with you, man?
Man, same old, same old.
Man, for everybody that's tuned in right now, man, we dropped, this is 200, man. We done played two of his slappers on the show so far today, man. That first one was Punching that y'all heard coming into the show, and then we just dropped that next one, man. Man, I'm going to let you go ahead, man. We'll break down that Dolphins, man, the Pit Bulls and Dolphins. Break that down for me, man. First of all, man, tell me where you're rapping from.
Man, from Little Rock, Arkansas, man, down south. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
Midwest
Rock,
flavor.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the Midwest, man. You know, shout out. You know,
straight up,
free
soldiers. Much love.
You know what it is, man. You know,
soldiers?
I mean, that Pit Bulls and Dolphins, man, it's like, You know, everybody got a trap house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a trap house. You know what I'm saying? Those things. You doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? You jerking. You doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? We down here in Little Rock, man. We country, you know. But we still got that Midwest flavor, man. I got the Midwest flavor, man, because my people from Ohio. And Mr. 200, man, Hoodie Click. We're in the entertainment, man. My guy Cheesy,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man,
yeah.
Shout out to you.
I think I
right off top,
I
man,
think I locked in with him today on Facebook, too. I think I locked in with him on Facebook today.
Yeah, that's my friend, man. He got a single he coming out with, man, called Really. You know what I'm saying? Really Boy Track. You know what I'm saying? He right here.
Okay.
Me and him, we're 11, we trying to bring Lil Rock out. You know, we're trying to bring all this shit through, man, but
it's
like a it's like you gotta have unity, man. You gotta have everybody on the same page, bro, because it's a lot of hate.
Straight up.
I don't like that.
You know,
I mean, man, it's too much love out here, man, to be flooding all this hate, man. And
that's real.
I got my son, man. He got a song called Double Bubble. He's 9 years old. He's finna come through.
Man, I so wanna hear that.
Bro, I can bring it to you. You know what I'm saying? One verse shorty. He one verse, you know what I'm saying? 8 bars. He's doing this thing, you know, trying to get the kids to do more than just basketball, football, baseball, soccer, you know what I'm saying? You got that. It's candy stores, man. You got a whole bunch of neighborhoods that got candy stores, projects, and you know what I'm saying? The elderly, you know what I'm saying? They going to get freeze cups, they going to get pickles, they going to get lemon cookies, they going to get Dollar Ranchers.
Yeah.
I mean, my son, he's trying to push it. Walker, let him know. You know what I'm saying? Let him know. Little 100.
I'm the 100.
Man, that's what's up, man. That's what's
know.
Up.
The movement, Feezy.
What's happening?
Man,
the movement is real. It's real out here, man. It's
man, already, and man, for everybody that's tuned in right now, man, I just want to let you know, man, Lil Rock, man, I got a lot of love for Lil Rock, man. It was a period of my time where I stayed in Conway, but we went to Lil Rock every weekend. You know, that's where we went to party, man. We kicked it in Lil Rock real tough. Man, they showed me a lot of love, man, and I miss it, but you know what I mean? I love Lil Rock, but I love to read y'all music, man, because you can hear a lot of that, and I'm not knocking nowhere else, but in y'all music, man, you get that real stories, man, from real life. You did.
Yeah, man, we've been doing it for a long time, too, man. We've been trying to get in, man, and trying to put our foot through the door because it's kind of hard for us down here.
Right, right. And see, that's like with 200, man, when he spoke on unity. You know, I instantly when he said that, man, I remember when they came out to Tulsa, man, and we had them at Club Fuego. And you know what I mean? They tore it down, man. You know what I mean? They performed.
I was out there.
Again, man. Yeah, that performance was hot, but it was so much love.
Was like
you know,
the,
we had everybody.
Bro, we didn't get that type of love from our own fucking town. Then,
right.
The love y'all gave us, we didn't get that. Man, bro, it's crazy down here, man. We got to go take it somewhere else for us to get the recognition, man, because it's so much hate down here. And we got so much talent in Little Rock, Arkansas, period, man. It's so much talent in Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's so much talent in Kansas.
But they won't give much
but chance. It's like everybody against everybody, man.
That's real tough.
It can't.
That's real,
it can't
man.
Be like that, man. We got to be unified. When we unify, we can go touch every basis in the damn
United States.
In the solar system, nigga. We trying to get out of motherfucking Earth.
Hey, I can dig
it's
it,
love,
man, but that's real. You know, I agree with you, man. Especially when you look at it from places, man, like I ain't gonna speak on it too much, man, but you know the situation with Dallas right now, man, and few of the artists, man, that are popular, that's popping, man. You know, certain things, when you from certain places, that's all it takes, man, is for people to come together. You know, it only take a few to show that. You know, you got a handful that'll show like, look, man, we're gonna put this to the side, we're gonna really unify, and you know, we're gonna really be about it and push it. And then you'll start getting people, it might take time, but you'll start getting people, you know what I mean, to come on board, man, and help out and assist and lead in their own ways, but it got to be a start. And I feel you, man, I think a lot of people are afraid to start, you know what I mean, because of you know, what people might say or whatever, ego.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Definitely, man, I appreciate y'all for calling in, chopping it, man. Y'all know, hey, Femo, y'all welcome anytime, man, to call in. Come chop with it, man. You definitely made some good points, man. I salute you, man. I definitely dig your insight on that. But any music you want to play, man, you got the email. Make sure you send it to me, and I got you.
already.
We got plenty,
you
man.
You already know. Hey, and then, like, I'm really finna, trying to do a little compilation, man, from Arkansas to Kansas, bro. Arkansas.
Already. Yeah. I can dig that.
Like that.
And I sure know some artists down to work, too.
So, we're going to link, you know what it is, Mr. 200, man, Hoodie Click.
It's cheesy.
You know what I'm saying? Really, boys, we doing that. We up in this motherfucker, man. Shout out to everybody in Arkansas, Kansas, Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? Cali, Texas, Florida, all that.
Everywhere.
But, man, everybody got to be unified, man, because we all we got.
That's real, man. That's real. And on that note, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back on it, man. We're going to get into some of that. So tell them, man, I'll be on it. Let's get it jerking, baby.
I'll be on. I be on.
Hey, Chico. What up, my nigga?
They slick with the shit, I be on. Untucked, throw a fit,
roll baloney.
Octagon. Saxophone. Petey Wheat Straw, undertone. That's for all that XO, no combo, just ice, bro. Spark smoke, a Zippo, I sip slow, I plateau. Fat show, no micro, stay Vango. Commando, I stand so with safe flow. Cool breeze that be me, so simple, 1, 2, 3. I maintain that blue cheese, I can't get real pricey. I choose my words wisely. Asshole by nature, that's like me. Tucked in that musket, 2 fingers, don't trust it. No blushing, say fuck it, 2 fizz in the bucket. Please don't forget, I said musket. Don't get shit twisted, I'll bust it.
Money on my mental, I be on it. I be on it.
Fuck credit, I need cash in hands that I told you, man. I'm the fucking man.
Stacking bands.
Well, I built my brand for the love of money, I chop your hands. Young nigga with a grown bank. Small nigga, but my dick game. Excuse my language, some say I'm dangerous. Say they no time, but the niggas don't. Claim the will, but them niggas won't. Cause soon as I pull it, them niggas gone. Let's switch it up, I don't give a fuck. Smoking weed and I'm getting drunk. Getting paid while I'm getting laid. I know I'm gone, I'm in my zone. Approval shit for my iPhone. So when you see it, your mind's blown. Taking over our time zones. Cause we really diamonds, y'all rhyme songs. We luxury, you luckily. Damn, I know that you done with me. And ironically, she loving me. No apologies, no calling me. Just doing me and I'm in the league. You don't see, but you will see. Bitch, once again, it's luxury. Super friends, no Justice League. I chase money, bitch, so desperately. I play to win, not separately. Yeah, choose wrong and that's second free. My aim is 10, I ain't hitting these. Top shelf, I'm such a different breed. No sympathy and no need to plead.
Money on my mental, I be on it.
Likely to squeal, complying to deal.
broke my heart when you switch. I real turn bitch. You ain't real, you bitch. That's what's real, you bitch. It's the golden home. Won't smoke it fall, but you niggas be proud. Complaining like brawls, niggas claiming the throne. The games y'all be on, say my name in the song. And I'm banging the chrome, you niggas bumming in fate. This strong 108, I feel like sun today. We throwing money away, a lot of niggas be fake. Hate, turn them to snake, so the real can't relate. Shots turning away, bitch.
Sides on me, behind my back talking down, they telling lies on me. We about to ride on them. When I see them, it's on sight, it's going down on me. They switching sides on me, behind my back talking down, they telling lies on me. We about to ride on them. It's going down on me.
I know they wanna cross me like a crucifix. I kept it real thorough, y'all was on some goofy shit. Now you daffy ducks in this swamp getting ate up. And I'm moving militant, moving like a militia. Pick up the pace, you moving in slow mo. Could have 100 bands, still roll my gas in a slow glow. It's fucked up to want more than they want for themselves. Quick to say it's all love, but I never could tell. Y'all try to draw comparisons, but I can never relate. Cause I would never bite the hand that fed me all of them plates. So y'all could stop the pillow talking my name good in these streets. I'm that nigga for real, some you never could be. Gang shit, nigga.
They switching sides on me, behind my back talking down, they telling lies on me. We about to ride on them. When I see them, it's on sight, it's going down on me. They switching sides on me, behind my back talking down, they telling lies on me. We about to ride on them. When I see them, it's on sight, it's going down on me.
Man, salute Grade A Hall Gang. This is the Mister. This is Chop On It, man. Power Hour Thursdays, April 11th, 2019, man. We in here jerking, baby. If you just now tuned in, appreciate you for rocking, man. If you've been on the line with us, man, from your phone, hey, appreciate you taking that extra step to call, man. Hey, your support is greatly appreciated. Man, we done got on gentrification, man. We done discussed that, man. We done talked a little bit about it, man, how it affects people of color and your more poor people and these middle class or poor people in these communities, that the rich folks come in and buy up, man, and every day run the prices up to the people there can't afford to live there no more and they had to move. But this is a part of Chop On It, man, where we go to the call boy, man, we take calls, man, we get to see what's on people's minds out there, you know what I mean, anything they want to express, that's what we chop on it. So we're going to take some calls, man. The first call we're going to take, we're going to go to the 316. Let's go, 316-7129, 316-7129. Welcome to Chop On It. Who we got?
What up with it, bro?
What's going on with you? Who we got?
yeah, you already know, nigga. It's your player partner, your boy Black and Mild in the building. I can't.
Black and Mild, what's happening with you?
What it do, bro? You know how to tune in.
Man, you already know, man. We sitting here chopping it up, man. What's good? What's on your mind, bro? I know you know we be chopping.
Man, you already know we on that chopping it up and the chopping right like y'all been doing all night, man. Hey, and I just wanted to, man, give a shout out to the man, bro, them that was just talking, bro. He was speaking that real shit, man, and shit. Man, if we can get on that for real, it'll be like a real major move, man, for real, for the world, for real. Because bro talking about he trying to tap into the motherfucking universe. I was like, nigga, I was over here reaching for the stars. Like, shit, nigga, we can do
you
that.
You know what I'm saying?
On me, shit. That's why, like,
and we still got 200 degrees. We still got them on the line, too, man. So we got to make sure,
man,
y'all check in. But I think y'all might already be linked in, Black.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, man, because I remember them, man. I was at that show, man, when they came in and killed that shit, bro, and that song. Man,
right.
We was like, nigga, everybody, we was like, man, hold on, man, run that shit back. One more motherfucking gig, bro. I was like, man, bro, man, it was a major move, man. And you could tell that they traveled nigga, a ways to get to where we was at, man. And shit, man, that we felt that shit, nigga, through that song. Nigga, we felt that shit. Nigga, everybody in the club felt that shit like that. And that shit, that's just what
that
it was.
Real.
It was all love in that motherfucker, for real.
It was all love, for real, man. And that's the thing we was touching on when he said unity, man. And, you know, it just popped up in my head that night when they came out. And, man, that right there, that's what I be talking about, man. When everybody in the building, you know, performing, you know, ain't nobody hating, man. Ain't nobody judgmental.
Yeah,
everybody feeling that music. You feel me?
You ain't lying. That's why it was good. All right, that's why I was like, let me call in on my brother real quick, because, you know, I was there that night, bro, and I don't know them. That was the first time I met him and never heard that song before in my life, so shit. And everybody else probably in the club, so shit. And everybody felt the same way in the club. Like, shit, run that shit back, nigga, one more gig.
Yeah, and you know, I think, and I believe that footage is on. If I'm not mistaken, that footage might be on the DVD, but we got the footage somewhere. So, man, I'm gonna make sure I post it up on the page, man, and tagging Minute, man, so you can see. Yeah, Femme and them be doing their thing, man. So, definitely got to get him back on, man. More to chop on it. I know he down to work, so we definitely got to link y'all to it too, bro.
Hey, on me, yeah, man, and that compilation shit, man, that Arc City and Kansas shit, that shit sound mean as shit, nigga, with that Arc Kansas,
man.
Nigga, big shit with that Arc City and Kansas, and just trying to touch lives and just try to be on some Unite, because there's so much drama going on in the world, for real, nigga. You can feel it, nigga, when you wake up, nigga, when you go to the store, nigga, you can just feel that shit, nigga, every motherfucking where. And, nigga, it's up to all of us to change that shit, nigga, and everybody got to do their part if we can. And just chill.
You know, I've been trying to get you on the show, bro, for a minute.
Hey, you already know. You already know, man. You know, I got some stuff going on. That's why I had to call, because, you know, my little rally, man, my little rally just passed and shit. And shit,
right,
some crazy stuff. So, you know,
on that one.
Man, on me. So appreciate it, man. So, shit, that's because you already know. That's the only reason why I've been out there chopping it. But we going to be chopping it up. Oh, yeah, we going to be chopping it, man. Shit, crazy, but.
Bro, you
man,
know, because I got you on here, you know, I got to ask you the big, big question, man. You know I got to hit you while we old chop on it with it. What you think about this Roast'em battle with Petty Murphy and YT Peters coming on May 1st, man?
Man, that show finna be something bananas. Hey, we finna have them going. It's going to be like a live fight with these comedians who are retarded over there. These motherfuckers going to be scrapping. Taking off all gloves. We wrapping their fists up with glue and putting glass on their fists, and they finna go in on each other.
Hey,
it's gonna be real,
man. It's meant to be crazy, man. Hey, and that's what I'll be trying to tell people, man. Make sure they tune in, because that's gonna be a 2-hour show, and they supposed to go, man. They supposed to go at it, man. They already been talking shit on the comments, been getting at each other, man. So it's gonna be a real good show, man.
Yeah, on me. Yep, we're going to have the bells ringing. We're going to go round for round, man. It's going to be some blows through. Somebody's feelings getting hurt. And I'm telling y'all like this, while we listening to the show, I'm going live, and I want y'all to see my reactions on my face while I'm listening to this crazy shit. I'm feeling my reactions. And whoever else want to feel, turn y'all film on and go live on your Facebook or something and film your reactions. We want to see y'all reactions to these jokes, because it's going to be a real major fight. And both of these things.
Look, man, if you tune in, if you call in, we're going in between rounds, we're going to be taking calls, and we're going to be getting y'all opinion on what you're hearing, man, from them, man. So, if they're not going hard, you know, hey, be honest, you feel me? But if they going in, be honest, because that's what it's going to be about.
On me. Hey, feelings is getting hurt, but it's all love. But feelings is going to be hurt after this one.
Cause I
don't want to see.
Straight up.
And I can't deny my stomach. If my stomach is hurting more with the other guy, I'll be like, this motherfucker got my stomach. I can't even laugh no more, man. Hey, I'm finna hang the phone up.
Yeah. And see, that's what it is, man. We want everybody to tune in, have a good time, man, and enjoy the show, because on that, that's May 1st. That's going down, man. So right here on Chop On It, man, y'all make sure y'all miss that one. That's going to be a funny, funny episode, man. And that's something we're going to keep up. We're going to keep up, man. So y'all can look for the roasting battle, man. If you think you got roast skills and you like, hey, man, put me off in there. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to put you off in there.
On me. Hey. Hey, we'll keep it. Hey, we ain't no telling what could happen. Like I said, man, this is gonna be live, man. It's gonna be crazy.
So, Black but man, since we got you on here too, man, you got some. I know you've been in the lab working, man. I know your camp, man. You and your affiliates in camp. I know y'all been working, man. What's coming out y'all way?
Oh man, you already know, man. We've been working like a mug in the studio, like nonstop, man. We ain't been releasing nothing here lately. We just been getting all these songs built up. But you know, I gotta give a shout out to my guy Dom's Oh So Real. You can check him out on YouTube and on his Facebook. He got that gas. His new album about to get ready to drop. His mixtape dropping. And then we got my guy Ray Guapo. Hey, he got that flame. You can check him out on YouTube right now. Hey, on his little SoundCloud. Pull up the SoundCloud. He got something on YouTube, but not that much because he just now finna start uploading all this shit. But you can check his SoundCloud out right now and check out some of this flame. And you can buy the album. The album is out now. It's mixtape. And, yeah, check that out. It's Ray Guapo. Hey, you won't forget it. And check out Dom's Oh So Real. And I'm Black and Mal. My mixtape coming out. And it's called Against All Odds, the new mixtape. And then we got, all of us got a mixtape coming out that we putting together. It's going to be called The Dream Team, but we're going to keep, I shouldn't even be releasing that, but we've been letting people know it's be The Dream Team.
I'm about to say, hold on.
Yeah, that's all of us together. It's The Dream Team and shit. When we get on that Dream Team shit, that's all of us just gas and shit. So, yeah.
And, man, for everybody tuned in, man, Black Don's Guapo, man, I'm going to tell you, man, and not just from me, because, you know what I'm saying, I rock with them, but I'm going to tell you, man, from a fan of music, every last one of them go hard, man. For y'all that know Blackie Mal, y'all know how Black get down, man. Y'all know how he kills it, man, that vibe he got. Even being here in Wichita, Kansas, man, you can easily take his music and place his music on the West Coast. Easy, man, and it won't be no problem. So if you tuned in, if you just now tuning in, hitting that replay, make sure you go check Blackie Mal out, man. Check his music out. Dom's and Guapo,
yeah,
man, I've seen both of them live. They bring a lot of energy to the stage. They bring energy to their songs. Them cats right there, man, people be asking me about Wichita artists all the time. These are some you need to check out.
Yeah
we definitely going to get them on the rotation.
Yeah, you can show check my shit out. It's under Black and Mal. You can just put it in the Google search bar, just put in Black and Mal, nothing but heaters, and all my shit will pop up. You can buy the album, check out the video, see where it's streaming at, do what you want to do with it. Holler at your boy, send me a F you Black, nigga, whatever you want to do. But shit, do something, you know. Hey, check that out. Hey, but Pac.
Yeah, what's that?
Hey, you know my guy King 12 right here, man. I'm gonna let him spit a little bit of knowledge because he want to speak on that shit we was talking about a little bit earlier, man. On that uniting shit. You know what I'm talking about? Because that shit is real major, man, and real serious, man.
You know how we chop on it, man. We keep it real.
Hey, tell him chop on it. Hey, chop on
chop
it.
Chop on it.
Yeah, what up, Pac? What up, boy?
Man, what's going on with you?
Yeah, just sitting back, you know what I'm saying, chilling back in the lab with Black, you know what I mean, trying to get it in, you know what I mean, and for sure enough, you know what I'm saying,
know.
We need to unite, you know what I'm saying, you know, shit, you know, come together, you know what I mean, you know, RIP, you know what I'm saying, to Nipsey, you know what I'm saying, you know how
real
it
talk.
Is out here, you know what I mean, you know, we just got to come together, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, stick together, you know what I mean. You know, shit, I wish
that's
I could have been down there in Oklahoma with y'all, you know what I'm saying, turning up. You know what I mean? But shit, we got to keep putting this shit together, bro.
That's real.
You know,
I agree with you. That's real.
Straight up, you know what I mean? You know, shit. Don't forget about the movie. Black ain't say nothing about the movie, you know what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, he
ain't
dropped the movie in there.
Yeah, straight up, you know what I mean? And shit, you know, we take some trips and, you know, get together, unite, you know what I'm saying? And put this shit together the real way, you know what I mean? You know, shit. You know, that's the, you know what I'm saying? That's what we need to do, bro. You know what I'm saying? Come together, you know what I'm saying? You know, in a congregation and get together, you know, and shit. Touch the stars, you know what I mean?
Man, on me.
Real, most definitely. Almost definitely.
Hey, we're going to take it to a new dimension. Hey, shit.
Straight up. I'm definitely with that, straight up. And that's what we, man, I'm glad y'all touched on that, man, on that unity, because we got a lot of people tuned in, man, on the phones and online. and that's big, man. We do need to come together and lay whatever we got out there aside, man, because if it ain't nothing that's stopping the forward progress, man, we should be able to lay it aside and keep on pushing. But together we strong, and we all putting on, you know, in our different ways. But like you speak all the time, 12, man, and much salute, respect to you. You always speak about coming together, man, so we can be stronger. So I know personally, you know what I mean, you about that, what you talking, man. So everybody tuned in, man, you know, that's real.
Straight up, you know what I mean, and shit. You know, we just got to get together and make this shit happen, you know what I'm saying, the long way. You know what I mean? And shit,
absolutely.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it, you know. We got a lot of people out here that, you know what I'm saying, don't want to see us out here, you know what I'm saying, coming together, you know, but we got to do it, you know what I'm saying, for real, straight up,
that's
you know
real.
What I mean?
That's real,
yeah.
Man.
Hell yeah, we just
man,
got
12, you know, man, we appreciate you, man, for spreading that knowledge with us, man, dropping in your views on that, your thought on that. You know, you more than welcome to come on Chop on it, man, chop it with us anytime, man. You already know, man. We're going to link in, too, man, so we can get some things in motion.
Yeah, man, I got you locked in now, you know what I'm saying? I'll be tuned in for sure.
All right, much love.
All right. Hey, yeah, buddy, chop on it, my nigga, for real.
Black, nah, man, we're going to go ahead, man. Let's hit him with a... Let's give him some of this sauce, man. Let's go to... Let's hit him from something from the 316 with Satilla. So we're going to go ahead, take a little break, man. Hit him with some of this playlist, man. We're going to go from Kansas to Oklahoma, and then we're going to come back right on y'all, man. So Satilla,
oh, man.
Let's have it. Let's
get
it.
On me. Hey, we're going to chop it up. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, hit the highway. We can hit the highway every day, man.
Sippin', grippin', dippin', bitch, what's up? Bitch, what's trollin', soakin', pickin', stickin'.
As I refill my cup,
yep, I know you see this pimpin', fit that glove, no OJ Simpson. Strictly spittin', finger lickin', don't get this shit mixed up. Oh me, oh my, it's the anytime. Good and plenty on the penny, get that overtime. That beast stay sharp, slick with no grease. Great beast, say the least, but it shows peace. You can get it, admit it. You want it, I'm on it, submit it. You choosing, ain't abusing, what's the deal though? Turn up the mozzie, pop a molly, how you feel though? Don't feel on the real, you can get that. Sit back, lick that, spark it up and hit that. About to make a movie with a booty, do a shot, analog. Yours truly. Gotta say choosy with the newly. Paper cut sharp with my aim, hit the doobie. Sugar with the sugar. Keeps moving real nice, I'm a looker. Rolling, smoking, sipping, gripping, dipping. Bitch, what's up? Bitch, what's up? Trolling, soaking, picking, sticking.
As I refill my cup.
Yep, I know you see this pimping. Fit that glove, no OJ Simpson. Strictly spitting, finger licking. Don't get this shit mixed up.
Like a blender or a smoothie, Eddie Griffin. Yeah, he foolish with the toolie, keep the Chevy with the toolie. Yeah, he cool and follow the rulings. Then you know she really, really wanna pursue him. G-R-I-double-Z, that's me. One of these fly ass niggas out the ICT. Flow, cold, punk, slick like your ice skate team. Four bucks on the flow, 99 rest key. Ooh, yeah, that boy just an old school. Oh, ooh, candy ears and green, don't hustle dog too. Quit bitching, cause yourself, watch yourself, cause it's raw too. Shark on the beat, yeah, I'm eating like in Jaws too. Capping on my neck.
Rolling, smoking, sipping, gripping, dipping. Bitch, what's up? Bitch, what's trolling, soaking, picking, sticking.
As I refill my cup.
Yep, I know you see this pimping. Fit that glove, no OJ Simpson. Strictly spitting, finger licking. Don't get this shit mixed up.
cry, get your cry baby ass in the bag of teeth. Nigga, these little kids have more heart than your motherfucking head.
Fuck that, I'm riding in the front.
I don't give a fuck what you say. You better get your ass in that back seat and walk home or get your ass beat.
In the front, old boy.
You, get up in the front. Let's roll.
Hey, it's Rick. Hey, nigga, slide through. And we can see who really active. All that tough shit, you niggas really act. Tell them niggas slide through. All that talking, all that yapping, bitch, nigga, we can get this shit back. Hey, nigga, slide through. And we can see who really active. All that tough shit, you niggas really act. Tell them niggas slide through. All that talking, all that yapping, bitch, nigga, we can get this shit back. I'm telling niggas slide through. If they really want the beef, I'm bouncing out blood. I'm quick on my feet, and I'm yelling what it do. Them choppers spitting on repeat. Niggas snitching, scared to get they ass beat. And I put that on the rules. You little niggas ain't bout it. We buy whips off the lot to hop out em. And I got it off the curb. On the gang, I won't lose. I'm really doing this. You in it for the view. And I put that on P's. You niggas really ain't no G's. Catch you slipping, we gon' see what it be. And it ain't no hesitation. So stop all that pump faking. Bullets hit you and your ass ain't gon' make it. And I got it off the curb. On the gang, I won't lose. I'm really doing this. You in it for the view. And I put that on P's. You niggas really ain't no G's. Catch you slipping, we gon' see what it be. Hey, nigga, slide through. And we can see who really active. All that tough shit, you niggas really act. Tell them niggas slide through. All that talking, all that yapping, bitch, nigga, we can get this shit back. Hey, nigga, slide through. And we can see who really active. All that tough shit, you niggas really act. Tell them niggas slide through. All that talking, all that yapping, bitch, nigga, we can get this shit back.
Bitch, I'm the man. Hey. 100 bands, 100 grand. Bitch, I'm the man. Hey, I do what I want, you do what you can. Cause bitch, I'm the man. Hey, 100 bands, 100 grand.
Yeah,
bitch, I'm the man. Hey, I do what I want, you do what you can. Cause bitch, I'm the man. Hey,
hey,
100 bands, 100 grand. Bitch, I'm the man. Hey, I do what I want, you do what you can. Cause bitch, I'm the man.
If you're looking for the man, then the man right here.
Then the man right here.
I ain't never been fake, bitch. I always been real.
Bitch, I always been real.
Talk her down on the G, bitch. Get your ass cheap. It's a whole gang, bitch. We off in here, dope. Prices up and down like a seesaw. I'm country, bitch, like he how. I'm from the art, so we rock. Yo, holler at me if you need the rock. I do what I want, you do what you can.
What you can, what you can.
That right there makes me the motherfucking man. And snitching, bitch, that's a no-no. Cause we don't fuck with the po-po. You can fuck with me on the low-low. It's hard to find you niggas like Nemo. We stack chips like a casino. This a real game, this ain't no bingo. I do what I want to do, what you can.
What you can.
Cause bitch, I'm the man.
Hey, 100 bands, 100 grand. Bitch, I'm the man. Hey, I do what I want, you do what you can. Cause bitch, I'm the man. Hey, 100 bands, 100 grand.
Yeah,
bitch, I'm the man. Hey, I do what I want, you do what you can. Cause bitch, I'm the man. Hey,
hey,
100 bands, 100 grand. Bitch, I'm the man. Hey. I do what I want, you do what you can. Cause bitch, I'm the man.
Bitch, I'm the man from the ARK. No more games when the AR spray. No resets, my G's don't play. Natural state, of a love AK. Watch your step, don't get in my way. See better on why I wreck your face. I do what I want and y'all do what y'all can. Cause bitch, I'm the man.
I'm the man.
I handle my business, no talking. Meanwhile, your old lady, she stalking. She love a nigga, and we ballin'. Y'all call the world, we Egyptian cotton. You feed the dentist, and we spoil the rot. Young Carl Malone, y'all niggas stocking. Y'all assist me and I get it pop. The man right here, something like Mescal. The money go top bullshit, walk a mile. Fuck a fake friend, nigga, fuck your smile. I'ma do my thing, and I'm dual style. The man right here, something like Mescal. The money go top bullshit, walk a mile. Fuck a fake friend, nigga, fuck your smile. I'ma do my thing, cause bitch, I'm the man.
Hey, hey, 100 bands, 100 grand. Bitch, I'm the man. Hey, I do what I want, you do what you can. Cause bitch, I'm the man. Hey, 100 bands, 100 grand. Bitch, I'm the man. Hey, I do what I want, you do what you can. Bitch, I'm the man. Hey, hey, 100 bands, 100 grand. You bitch, I'm the man. Hey, I do what I want, you do what you can. Cause bitch, I'm the man.
I knew I was a man when I jumped off the porch at 14. Yeah, bitch, I know.
Daddy gone, mama single, had to drop my nut. Money day, call a nigga about the money cut. Add it up, if it on, then you gotta get it. Yeah, bring it back to me, boy, I'm charging it. Money on my mind, he told me about these shoes. Boobers and them boots, talking with them shoes, yeah. Woo. I swear I got it though. Had to jump off the porch and had to get it on my own. Yeah, I still love that nigga. They run a full of thrillers. We talking about the Isla Hola. Yeah, I do it every day. I'm talking about this money. Gotta get it every single way.
I know I was the man. When I jumped off the porch at 14, I knew I was a man. When I jumped off the porch at 14, yeah, bitch, I know, nigga, bitch, I know, yeah.
Not trying to burn brain game, man.
I knew I was a man. When I jumped off the porch at 14, yeah. Bitch, I know.
Everybody wanna be a real nigga. Yeah, yeah. You gotta run in your veins. It was your DNA. Boy, you a fuck nigga. And I don't like it. Make you put you in the struggle. Put you on a hustle. If you can't get it, then I cut you like a muscle. Hold up. Hold up. Yeah. Hold up.
Hustle.
off the porch at 14. I knew I was a man when I jumped off the porch at 14. Yeah, bitch, I know.
Bitch, I know.
Nigga.
Nigga.
Bitch, I know.
Bitch, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew I was a man. When I jumped off the porch at 14. Yeah. Bitch, I know.
Bitch, I know. Bitch, I know.
Yeah, what's happening? This is the Mr. Baby. This is Chop On It, Power Hour Thursdays, man. Salute Night Train and Brand Man, Brain Gang. Y'all make sure and stay tuned, man, because it's coming on the 17th, man. Brand Gang Takeover, man. They coming taking over the show, so we're going to be diving deep into what they've been up to, man. A little bit they can tell us what they got planned up. We're going to be jamming some of their songs. Y'all know how we do it, man. We're going to be chopping it up on some real stuff. It's going to be a real muddy situation. So make sure y'all tune in, man, for that show. More details coming throughout the week on that. Y'all, we're going to keep it in your ear, man, so you can make sure you stay tuned in and catch that show. Also, May 1st, man, we got the first Roast'em Showdown, man. That's the Roast'em Showdown. Two people, they come on, man. They go heads up live, man, roasting each other. No gloves, man, no hose bar, you know what I mean, and go at it, man. We got the first one's going to be Petty Murphy and YT Tears, okay? And for any artists out there that's tuned in, make sure, get at me, man, and if you want your music put in rotation or if you want us to review your music, send it to us, man, and we'll get it in rotation and we'll get it on live, man, and we'll let the people see what they think about it. So, man, we've been sitting here chopping on it with, man, with Blackie Mile, man. We're going to get him back on the horn, man, and chop on it and see what he got on his mind. Let's get him back on the line. Chop on it, Black, you there with me?
Yeah, I still here, bro. Yeah, chop on it.
One more man. Everybody tune in, man. It's Blackie Mile, man. And if you don't know, man, when me and Blackie Mile get together, we do things, man. I love working with Black because he got a lot of ideas. We bounce ideas off each other, man. But we put a lot of them into action.
Yeah.
And it's been beautiful, man. But, bro, I remember one thing, man, when I tell a lot of cats, we talk about stage presence and your show presence, how to really, you know, like, really take advantage of the opportunity. And I can remember we did a show, man, at Spotlight 2 here in Wichita, Kansas, where it was Spotlight. Right. Yeah,
and
you remember, I never had that experience with you playing.
Yeah.
But bro had a Walker Texas Ranger. I'm talking about Chuck Norris from head to toe, man. Everything except for the karate move. That was Walker Texas Ranger. Man, come in the club, packed club. You know what I'm saying? We had hella people off in there.
Hella people with that. Niggas was shitty. Hey, niggas was, hey, real shit, I didn't mean to cut you off, but this is a funny part of that story. But this nigga walked in, I made sure he walked in kind of towards the end of my set because I knew it was probably going to be some niggas with warrants and they was going to be trying to run up out that hoe. And they was niggas was scared because I didn't tell nobody. Nobody was in on it, nigga. Nobody even knew except for the Ranger and the club owners and me, nigga. None of my homies even know, nigga. I was like, nigga.
Yeah.
And sure enough, when that nigga came in there, niggas was getting little up out that hoe. Niggas was trying to slide, like, nigga. I was like, ooh, these niggas is scared for real, like, nigga. And then,
that's the fastest we didn't clear the club out before, bro.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. But what it was, though, that video that I shot, it's called Black and Brown. It's called Nothing But Heaters. It's on YouTube right now. And the video was like a semi-movie. It's one of my longest videos because I made it like more of a movie and a video at the same time. So when I did that show, it was a video release party. If anybody's shooting videos, like any artist, this is like a show you can do. I do a show called a video release party. And when I drop the video, before I drop it, I don't release that video until I do that show. And then I do the video release party, and I play the video in the club that night. And I got took to jail in the video. I had a police chasing me through the video, and the same white dude that was the police officer was in the club that night playing the role. And then we watched the video. He looked like he was going to take me to jail. Everybody really thought I was going to jail after I got through. And he even asked me, he's like, you want to say something to your fans? Hey, you want to say something to your fans before I take your ass to jail? And I was like, yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout out to everybody that came up to my show. I knew I had warrants, but shit, I had to do my show, shit. And they let me do it, so shit, I'm going to go down. He had me in handcuffs and everything. Niggas thought that shit was real. And when he got me to the door, they hand me the mic. I was like, nah, I'm bullshit. We finna watch this motherfucking video called Nothing But Heaters right now. So everybody tune in. And then shit, we just turned the lights down. And everybody sat down from a packed club that was hyped, sat down and watched the video quietly on, like, I don't know how many screens we had in there. We had them all over the place, though. But shit, it was crazy.
Man.
And
hey, then I released that the video. Man, that was crazy.
And then I released the video the next day. But everybody got to see it
yeah.
first that night. Whoever was in the club, they got to see it first that night. And it was a video release party. And then, hey, me and Pac put that, hey, it was crazy. It was a crazy-ass night.
And see, that's what I be telling cats, man. It's things like that, man. Think outside the box. Put a little thinking into it when you setting up your shows and stuff, and you got that opportunity to be seen or to be heard, you know, really
man.
Take advantage of it all around. A lot of people don't understand how much, you know, planning it goes into the full show. Most people just look at it as a roster and getting a DJ. But you know how
yeah.
we do it, man. A lot of people like
yeah.
ourselves, you know, it's the aspect of everything. We might plan certain situations throughout the night to happen, man, just for the experience and everybody to
yeah.
enjoy themselves. But you know, to be creative. And that movie
yeah.
right there, I have yet to see or hear about anybody doing something like that, man. And I'm telling you, on everything, if you tune in and listening, the club was rocking. All right.
Yeah.
When the Walk
yeah.
of Texas Ranger came in ready to take Black to jail, man, everybody got lit. Everybody was running for the dough.
Nigga trying to get about that hoe. Like, who he looking for? Like, nigga. And he was standing
hey,
right by the stage walking by me. Like, nigga, finish that song and I'm going to take your ass down, nigga. Finish that song.
Hey,
you going down.
Hey,
he
had the Chuck Norris boots and all, man, with the Wranglers, mm-hmm. the Wranglers, the hat, everything,
hey,
man.
Button up white shirt, long sleeve, thick ass little collars around his little wrist, thick ass little cuffs and all, nigga. He looked, and he had a badge.
Yeah,
nigga,
that's real.
It was
that's
all
real.
Official, nigga. I almost thought I was
hey,
really going down, nigga. Shit.
Cats came out the bathroom, seen him, and hit straight for the motherfucking door.
Man. Hey, and they was like, fuck you, Black. People was running to the club owner and trying to get him to help. He's like, man, go help him. He was like, ain't nothing I could do for him. Ain't nothing I could do for him. And shit, yeah, that was crazy, man. That was a crazy night.
Yeah, man. And that's just what I be telling, man. You know, a lot of artists be getting at me about different little ideas and stuff and asking me certain questions. And that's all I tell them, man. Think outside
yeah.
the box. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid to try something new,
yeah.
man. It don't matter if somebody else ain't doing it or who else doing it. You
yep.
do it. You feel me?
Yep, on me. It's up to you. You can do anything you want to do with that shit, man. You can come out, motherfucker, come out and act like you don't know none of your flow. You can even come out act nervous as fuck, but you know your song hot as fuck. You can even fake the nervousness, like, nigga, I'm hella nervous. Like, nigga, that bitch come on and you just turn into a fucking animal, nigga. They like, that nigga was acting nervous, but nigga, he got some gas. Nigga,
right.
Ain't no telling. You can make people think how you want them to think, and then you hit them with another crossover, and then hit them with another crossover, and juke their ass and go straight to the motherfucking hole and slam that motherfucker, and then you got everybody in the club. And another
just
thing,
like
too, when you're performing,
man.
Yeah, another thing, too, when you're performing, a lot of artists, I'll be watching them, because, nigga, I'm an artist, so, nigga, I stand right in the front, nigga, and I'll be checking niggas out. The main thing you want to do when you rocking this motherfucking crowd, nigga, you make eye contact with these motherfuckers and make them feel that shit. Nigga, if there's 20 motherfuckers in there, look all 20 of the motherfuckers in the eyes. Don't look over their head, nigga. Don't look around, nigga. Look them in their eyes. And then when you get him and he start bobbing, that's it. You got his ass. Go to that next nigga. Eyeball this nigga down and make him feel each one of the motherfuckers and he'll start rocking. You got him, nigga. Go to the next motherfucker, nigga. Make all the motherfuckers rock. But if you make eye contact, nigga, they going to feel that shit deeply. But I be seeing niggas don't even be making eye contact with me on some tell. I be like, damn, nigga, I'm trying to feel your shit, but you ain't even looking at me so I can, nigga, really, nigga, get in. I feel it, nigga, but I'm trying to see if you really, nigga, really nigga, really about what you talking about, nigga. If you look at me straight, I'm going to look, nigga. I'm like, yeah, you guys for that shit. Like, yeah, okay. And, you know, shit, a lot of artists won't even look at people in the crowd. They'll, like, move around. If it's people bobbing over here, they'll be, like, kind of towards the other side. But, shit, man, you look at the motherfuckers, man, and get them, get their ass. That eye contact is real serious when you perform, and a lot of artists won't make it. They don't. I don't know what it is. I don't know, but shit, I do it all the time. I be on they crane.
That's real.
You don't feel this shit.
And that's real, man. I definitely agree with you, man. You got to make eye contact. You got to work that crowd, man. Like Black was saying, man, make sure they feel your music. You know what I mean? Don't just be up there performing just to be performing. You know, this is what you want to do, man. Go after it. You know what I mean? Attack it and attack it with a vengeance like you. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you. This is what you do. This is what you do.
Lying.
I'm here to perform my stuff. I'm here to entertain. So make that eye contact, man, and work your way through the crowd. You know what I mean? You ain't got to make every single eye contact with every single person, but scan your room, man. Yep. But a good thing, like Black said, about standing up in front. When you stand up in front, man, you can also see other performers who might got their performance game might be on point or it might not, but you can learn certain things from being up close and watching other performers.
You show right about that, man, because you know what? Did you say something about that? That motherfucking Tupac, man. You know what that motherfucker did? This motherfucker, look, this how this motherfucker said he got so good. This nigga said everybody that they said was hot, everybody that they said was had the tightest shit that was popping. This nigga said he studied all of they shit, played all of they shit over and over till they style was nothing. That nigga said he banged all they shit till they shit was like, nigga, nothing to him. And then that nigga go bust his shit. Like, everybody they said was a dopest. He said he studied their shit back to back and listened to it over and over until they style, nigga, was like just regular to him. Nigga, I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
He did. And that's what he did. He studied the hell out of everybody that they said was the major motherfuckers. And he said he studied each one of them motherfuckers until they style, nigga, was like regular. Like, he could just hear it. It's nothing. So, shit, I don't know what he did, what he got from that shit. He's like, shit, nigga, I already know how they finna rap it, how they finna do it, so I'm gonna do it like this. Like, I don't know. But he said he studied each one of the motherfuckers, like, nigga, to a science. And then he went from there, and that's how he, nigga, I guess, nigga, he made himself who the fuck he was on top like that.
Straight up. Well, man, look, we getting ready to wrap it up, man. It's been a good chop on it, man. Appreciate everybody that's been tuned in. Hey, that's that real love. Black man, appreciate you chopping on it. Y'all stay tuned because we coming with the late night show. Club Chop On It will be jumping off tonight.
Hey,
so make sure y'all come right back with us.
Club
Chop On It about to go down, man. Yeah, we're here to get it in. Make sure y'all stay tuned for the Night Train, the Bread Gang Takeover. We got the Petty Murphy, Watitas, Roasting Fest. It's going down on Chop On It, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend. This is what's going down. Holla at us, man. It's been a good one. Bless. Chop On It. We out.
Chop On It.